reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke, chapter 1, verses 39 to 56. Mary set out and traveled to the hill country in haste to a town of Judah, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the infant leapt in her womb, and Elizabeth, filled with the Holy Spirit, cried out in a loud voice and said, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And how does this happen to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For at the moment the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the infant in my womb leapt for joy. Blessed are you who believed that what was spoken to you by the Lord would be fulfilled." And Mary said, "My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Saviour, for he has looked with favour on his lowly servant. From this day, all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who respect him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm and scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, ancestors, to Abraham, Sarah, and their children forever." Mary remained with her about 3 months and then returned to her home. The Gospel of the Lord. The Assumption of Mary into heaven has always been an important feast for me because Our Lady Assumed into Heaven is the patroness of the Dominican Province, Australia, New Zealand, and the South Pacific, which I joined in 1961. It is a joyful feast because we know that Mary is the first member of the Church, and we know that where she has gone, we will follow, all of us. We believe in bodily resurrection, the gift of Jesus raised bodily from the dead. So Mary is in heaven with her glorious body, and that gives us hope too. Pius XII was concerned about the terrible human destruction of the Second and the First World Wars. Many millions of people killed without even a decent burial. Hope in this life, as well as heavenly life, was gone. People, family-less, displaced, were wandering Europe, and families of soldiers from overseas. Despair and overwhelming suffering was their lot. The Feast of the Assumption guaranteed that though they had died, they still lived. And while their bodies had been tortured and desecrated, they lived again with glorious bodies in heaven. St. Paul says to the Corinthians today, "In Christ shall all be brought to life." And also he said, "The last enemy to be destroyed is death." What encouraging words to a tragically saddened world. Mary was still a young, uneducated girl when she was asked to become the mother of Jesus, and as we know, the mother of God. Her powerful prayer, praising God, that she gave to Elizabeth is certainly good news to us, who still fear death and all the consequences even today. She says, "He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and lifted up the lowly." We can see the promise of heaven in those words. He has remembered his promise of mercy. The preface for today's Mass says it powerfully too. Mary's assumption is a sign of sure hope and comfort to your pilgrim people. We believe and honour Mary, for she inspires and includes us all.